With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's professional watercraft racer James Munro Jr. is back home after competing in Dubai at the Aquabike Championship, where mechanical issues slowed his performance, but not his determination.
So the event has concluded. I'm back home now from Dubai. And yes, I had some mechanical issues to the point where I was probably running around 30 miles an hour when I should have been 80. So that kind of goes without telling that I had a big disadvantage.
Despite the setback, Munro stayed on the course in both races, testing his skills in the elite GP1 division against riders from Hungary, Kuwait, and the UAE, determined to collect points and represent Cayman.
Yeah, I didn't really let that get to me and say, well, I'm not going out there. No, I just stayed on the track and did what I could. I just did everything I could. So that's how that went.
For Munro, the competition was about resilience, building connections, and flying the Cayman flag abroad.
But it was a good experience. Met a lot of great people over there and represented strong. I believe that's the most important part.
The mechanical failure forced a DNF, or did not finish, in the second race, leaving him with 12 points and a 9th place overall finish. Looking ahead, Munro is eyeing a potential race in March, followed by Jet Around Cayman in April. Cayman Boxing is gearing up for the international stage with two young fighters preparing to represent the islands at the Junior Olympic Qualifiers in Bangkok, Thailand.
I'll be taking Damar Robinson, Matthew Thompson. We'll be leaving on the 3rd of March, return on the 16th. Our destination would be Bangkok, Thailand. The competition is to qualify for the Junior Olympics. This is an under-19 competition. The guys are training very hard.
Before heading to Asia, the team will sharpen their skills in Tampa from March 12th through the 15th, taking part in high-level sparring sessions against seasoned opponents.
We are going to win and put Cayman on the map. I expect good result from both guys. Their preparation is going very, very great right now.
Barrett says the fighters are already testing themselves against professional boxers who will be in Cayman for a sanctioned Southpaw event on February 27th, ensuring they're ready for the intensity of Thailand's competition.
Like I said, the guys are working very hard and they want this, and I know they're going to do great in this competition.
With confidence high and preparation in full swing, Cayman's young boxers are set to make their mark on the global stage. In other local sports, Cayman's national e-FIBA team continues to make strides on the international stage, finishing second in their group at the latest qualifiers. The squad defeated Guatemala twice before falling to the Dominican Republic, whose roster featured professional players.
This is a learning curve when we play DR because they do have pros on their team that are very good. So we just have to watch the game film, see where we can do better, and try to practice as much as possible for the next group stage. That's in February.
The captain, Franz Mandison Jr., says the team's mission is bigger than wins and losses. He says it's about proving Cayman's talent belongs on the global stage.
We just want to be able to show everybody that, you know, they have talent in Cayman Islands. And when we have the time to sit down and actually play the game, be on the same page with each other, create the chemistry, create the plays that we need to be running offense and defense, that we can really hold up against pros that are paid to play this game. I think we showed that last year when we played DR and only lost by single digits. This year, they messaged us after the game and told us that we were the team that they had to practice for. So it shows us that we're doing the right stuff, but it just comes down to the time management. We only get to play after work, and so they get to play all day. So it's just being able to be put in these positions to show everybody that, you know, you can play with the best in the world.
With February's group stage looming, Cayman's e-FIBA team is determined to build on its progress and continue showing the region that Cayman players can compete with the best. And the final score may have favored SLK Hoods, but there was no shortage of mutual respect after the Deloitte Boys Under-19 Championship. Coach Corey McGee, who led the Breakfast Club Ballers to a hard-fought 68-point finish, had high praise for his counterpart, Coach Franz Mandison Jr., and the team that edged them out by just 3 points.
Oh, I give Coach Franz his flowers. I mean, he's doing a great job over there with those boys, and he's, you know, he's got them, you know, running systems and doing different things. So they play aggressive. They play tough. I just know that my boys, we don't quit. we'll fight down to the wire. So that's how the game was supposed to go.
The two teams split their regular season meetings, and the final lived up to the billing. Rajon Booth led SLK Hoods with 19 points and 14 rebounds, while Greenfield, Turner, and Ricketts Jr. each made their mark in a game that wasn't decided until the final possession. Coach McGee called it the kind of matchup that defines a rivalry, and one he expects to see again and again.
They deserve the win on the day. And I told Coach France, you know, this is how it's going to be for 19 years. You know, for the foreseeable future, I look forward to seeing him again in the playoffs and in the championship.
A respectful nod from one coach to another, and a reminder that Cayman's youth basketball scene is only getting stronger. That's it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.